Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud, Sanhedrin Pei Hei, Sanhedrin 85b, pagination is 170. We'll start from the Mishnah about 7 lines from the top of the page, 6 lines. Hamake ove v'imo, a person who hits his father or mother, eno chayev achayasa behen chabura, he's not in violation of the capital offense, unless he makes a wound. Now, wound doesn't necessarily mean that blood is flowing freely. You could have blood underneath the skin, a black and blue mark as well, we would have to discuss. But the concept is that merely hitting them in an act of disrespect is not enough to reach the capital punishment. We should pause for a moment and observe that hitting any Jew is a specific violation, which, as we pointed out, is learnt from the case of a person who was getting punished with lashes from the court, but you're not allowed to add on, Pen Yosef, not allowed to add on to the lashes, even to such a person. And we learn from there that hitting any Jew is a violation, but it's not a capital offense. Over here, if it meets the exact parameters by a parent, it's a capital offense. The Mishnah continues and says, Zechomer mi b'mekalel mi b'make. This is a stringency that would exist by cursing a parent as opposed to hitting a parent. So we have to back up and observe that there is a different prohibition not to curse a parent. And we've been discussing the prohibition not to hit a parent. And the Mishnah is telling us that cursing is more serious in one regard. Shamakala la'achar misachayev, because a person who curses even after the parent is dead is still in violation. But if a person hits after the parent is dead, potter, he's not going to be a capital offense violator, because once the person's dead, it's not called a chabura, a wound. It's being done in a dead person. It's an act of disrespect, certainly, but it's not a capital offense. It should be noted that here as well, cursing any Jew is a violation, but it's not a capital offense. But in the case of a parent, it's a higher level of prohibition and punishment. Interestingly, the Mechaber, Siman Resh Mem Aleph Se'if Aleph, although the Mechaber usually doesn't find as his main focus presenting the level of capital offense that something is, over here he makes mention of it. Hamekalel aviv o imo, a person who curses his father or mother, afilu la'acha misosan, even after they've passed, chayiv skila, it is a capital offense, imu be'edim v'hasra, if they're witnesses, and he was warned, Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha shekilulu, whether it's the son or the daughter that's doing the cursing. Bamed devarim amurim, when was this said? Shekilulam b'shem me'ashemos hamayuchadim, when they use Hashem's name. Avakilulam b'kinui, but if it's not Hashem's actual name, then eino chayav ela belav kimo hamakalul echad mi'Yisrael, then it would fall into the next category, which is cursing anybody in the Jewish people, which is a violation, but it's not a capital offense. Says the Ramah, V'chein ha'maka aviv ov imo b'chayehem, the same would be true, a person who hits his father or mother during their lifetime, im asu bohem chabura, if he did a wound, it's a capital offense. In this case, it's chenek. Avalim lo asu chabura, if there is no wound that was made, eino ela belav kamo mishamaka echad miYisrael, then it's the same type of violation as having hit a different Jew, but it's not like a parent. Let's drop down to the bottom of the page, in the middle of the wide lines, in the middle of a line, we have another Mishnah about a different capital offense. Hagonev nefesh miYisrael, a person who kidnaps, he steals a person of the Jewish people. Eino chayev achayachnisenu l'reshuso, he's not in violation of the capital offense until he brings him under his own jurisdiction. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, achayachnisenu l'reshuso v'yishtamishbo, he has to bring him to his own jurisdiction and he has to use him. Shenemar v'yisamer bo umecharo, he has to use him as a slave and sell him. So the word v'hisamer we encounter as well in the beginning of Parshas Kisetze, Pasuk Yudalid, in the case of an Eshes Yifas Toar, the woman who was caught in battle and the soldier is considering marrying her. So there's an entire procedure, and if he rejects her after that procedure is done, the pasuk says, "Lo sis amerba." You're not allowed to enslave her. Tachas asher inisa, you already made her go through this process, and lo sis amerba, the word enslaving. So over here, the Tanakhama seems to say that there's no mention, is not required to enslave the person, which is confusing because it's a pasuk. And let's drop to the Gemara two lines later. V'tanekama lo boi imur. The Tanakhama would not require that he enslave the person to be in capital offense violation. Amar avacha b'rei d'rava. Rav Acha b'rei d'Rava explains, ima pachas mishava pruta ike beinayu, the case would be that he enslaved the person, but it was less than the value of a pruta, less than minimum value. So according to the second opinion, Rabbi Yehuda, we're requiring a real enslavement. It has to be something of value. And according to the Tanakhama, of course you have to do some sort of v'hisamer, that's what the pasuk requires, but it doesn't have to be something that people would necessarily pay for or has that type of value. Yeshe koach for joining. Have a wonderful day.